Hello, my name is Carson, and I'll be your host for today. We are in Miss Northup's class at Riverbend Elementary in the 5th grade. Now to Skylar.
Thank you, Carson. We'll be talking about the Maya Indians. The location of the Mayas is at the Yucatan Peninsula, Central America, and also in parts of Mexico and Honduras. Their area is flat and moist. All of their area is approximately 2,800 miles long. Now to Carson for clothing.
This is Carson, and I'm going to talk about Mayan clothing. Most Mayan women sometimes or always walked barefoot. Most or some nobles had jade or even shell necklaces. Nobles also have earplugs, better known as earrings. Women wore turbans, which was a cloth wrapped around the head and neck by have eye holes. They also wore skirts and shawls. Men wore loincloth. Some homes the Maya lived in were huge skyscrapers that were surprisingly built without the use of metal tools. I don't know how they did that. Modern-day homes have corn-shook roofs. They also used palm leaves and grass roofs. In their homes, some had dogs for pets. The royals had feathers and colorful arrays on their clothing, usually made of cotton or other soft fibers to knit. Now to Skylar with food.
Next, I'll be talking about the Maya's food. Their food consists mainly of crops. Some of their well-known foods were corn, squash, chili beans, and sweet potatoes. Others were chifla beans and avocados. They also had an alcoholic drink called blanchi. They sweetened it with honey and spiced it with bark. They made flat corn cakes, which are today known as tortillas. They also hunted deer, rabbits, and pig-like animals called pecaries, and many other wild animals. Now to Carson.
Thanks, Skylar. We'll be talking about tools and weapons. The Maya had canals for watering their crops, and some weapons they used were the bow and arrow. It was used for long-range combat. The knife was a blade for close-range combat. It was also used for stabbing. The spear was a very important weapon for the Maya. It was a main infantry weapon, a big weapon called an atli, threw spears in battle. The club was a sign of an important Mayan chief if it was elaborate colors. The sickle was a curved blade on a stick. Now to Skylar with art.
Thank you, Carson. Now I'll be talking about their art. Some of their more popular art made of clay, wood, metal, and weavings. They made statues and many pyramids with plaster. They also painted their houses and made cylinder-shaped pots usually decorated with the figure of a jaguar. I wonder what they put in the pots. Maybe their secret belongings. They sometimes tattooed their bodies. Now to Carson.
Thank you, Skylar. We'll be talking about other important info. The Maya also invented a system of mathematics. They also created a way to fertilize the land. It was called slash and burn. They cut down trees, then burned them. The Maya left their great cities around 900 AD. Maya Indians still live today. There are 3 million of them still living who are pure Mayans. They first appeared on the Yucatan Peninsula around 2600 BC and became major in 250 CE. Water shortages were common in cities like Copan, Tikal, Bamanac, Planky, and Yucatan. They also could predict eclipses of the moon. Their astronomy was so precise. The first Americans came from Asia and lived by hunting and gathering around 6000 BC. They began growing wild plants as crops, and corn was sure to be the most important crop the Maya grew ever. And the Maya were once forgotten for hundreds of years. Now to Skylar with customs.
Thank you, Carson. The Solar calendar had 360 good days and 5 bad. They worshipped gods, goddesses, and kings. They enjoyed worshipping so much that they had 160 gods and goddesses in total. The sun god was named Ahu, the moon goddess was Eggshell, and the rain god was named Chuck. To please them, they sacrificed dogs, deer, and turkeys. When a loved one dies, they painted the corpses red and wrapped them in straw mats to bury.
Hey, Skylar, when were the bad days?
I don't know, Carson. I think when a major death of a king happened in the past.
That's the end of our podcast. Thanks for listening. See ya.